Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri and this week's message is 15 words that will change someone's day. I think it was around 8 years ago when my wife and I first heard someone say these 15 words that changed the way we pray before meals. We were seated at a table with a friend in a quaint restaurant. The words our friend said left a lasting imprint on us. We now share those same words every chance we get. You'll find out what he said in the balance of today's message. For many people, the word evangelization can be a little scary. Sometimes it's hard to share our faith with a complete stranger. These 15 words can make sharing your faith easy, fun, and instantly rewarding. I hope you will consider saying them the next time you have a chance. Let's go back to the restaurant. The waitress came over, introduced herself as Emily, and asked us for our drink order. Our friend spoke up and said these amazing words, "Emily, we always pray before we eat. Is there anything we can pray for you?" Emily told us that she was a senior in college and about to take her final exams. She said, "It would mean a great deal to me if you would pray that I do well in my exams." As we gave thanks for our food, we also prayed for Emily's request. Since then, my wife and I have repeated those same words to countless waiters and waitresses. These 15 words are so simple. After saying their name, we say, "We always pray before we eat. Is there anything we can pray for you?" We've been astounded by what we've heard. This simple act will leave a lasting impression on you and on the person you say them to. Years ago, I shared this idea with the men in my weekly prayer group. Many of these men now share these words every time they go out to eat. My hope is that you will not only start saying these words, but that you will also share this idea with all of your friends, and together we can make these words catch on everywhere. The following are some of the responses we've heard when we've offered to pray. "My husband just lost his job. Please pray that he gets employment soon so that we can afford a few gifts for our children at Christmas." Someone else said, "My mother was just diagnosed with cancer. Please pray for a healing." Another person said, "We just put my grandmother in the nursing home. Please pray for her and for our family." And finally, someone else said, "I just found out that I'm expecting my first child. Please pray for a safe pregnancy and a healthy baby." This list goes on and on. I can tell you that our offer to pray has never been rejected. No one has ever said, "No, don't pray for me." Many times the person is so deeply touched by our offer to pray that they actually begin to cry. Allow me to share our most recent experience. My wife and I were on our way to Teaneck, New Jersey to put on a retreat this past weekend. When we stopped for dinner, my wife said these wonderful words to our waitress, "We always pray before we eat. Is there anything we can pray for you?" The young waitress teared up as she told us her story. "Oh my gosh, that is so kind of you. No one has ever offered to do that before." Then she said, "I always wear a cross on my necklace that belonged to my grandmother, and it broke this morning. Then I got into my car, and the cross that hangs around my rearview mirror broke. This sort of freaked me out. I just knew it was going to be a bad day. Then I lost one of my rings. I wanted to go home and cry. Now, here you are offering to pray for me. Wow, you've made my day. Please pray that I find my ring and that I can get my crosses fixed." As we prayed before our meal, we also prayed for our waitress. Then my wife did something special. She reached for her purse and pulled out a small cross. When our waitress brought our food, my wife gave her the cross. The waitress was hesitant to accept the offer. My wife insisted she have it. She was again moved to tears. When it came time for our bill, our waitress told us that she had picked up the check. There was no need for her to do that. Needless to say, we left a tip that was larger than the cost of the entire meal. Now it's your turn to try these simple 15 words. Together, we can make this prayer go viral. Try it today. Email me and tell me how it turns out. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, so many people are in need of prayer. It only takes a minute to ask them what I can pray for. Give me the courage to reach out with these 15 words every time I go out to eat. Lord, when I offer up these needs in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, please hear and answer my petitions. Amen. As always, I want to hear from you, and you can click the link on our website to send me any kind of message. And also, you'll find information about my new book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared, which is available on our website and on Amazon, and it's available in both English and Spanish. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.